This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter. And we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, where it's currently 57 degrees all across America. We are nationally syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network and heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. We want to thank them for their service to America and to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, too, and oh yeah, our Border Patrol. We're going to include them on the list now. Thank you for what you're doing, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, thanks for what you're doing, keeping America moving at night. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on all the different logo links that are there. There's a lot of free stuff there, a lot of informational stuff there, and you'll be glad you did. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
You know, we talked about Paul Manafort in his 47 months that he got, and there's still another sentence looming over him, which is going to be years, because that's another one of those that's a big deal. But the Venezuelan situation has reared its ugly face. Yesterday, Marco Rubio had some things to say about Maduro and the trying to get him to peacefully leave the country and turn the country over to the duly elected representative, but Mr. Guaido. But John Bolton said that the pressure on Mr. Maduro is the best way to transfer the power. Now, pressure as in what? Sanctions?
Look, the United States under John Bolton is trying everything they can to remove Maduro from power peacefully.
Right.
Now, that's the key. Peacefully.
Right.
And so what Bolton has come out and said now is, hey, we know that Maduro, I think in his heart of hearts, Bolton believes that Maduro knows that at some point he's got to go. So what he's doing is he's moving money. He's moving Venezuelan money. And we're watching it very closely because of the Swiss banking system, which is a global banking platform. And so Bolton has put banks on notice, all banks that are in the Swiss banking system. Hey, we're watching you, and we're putting you on notice now that if you facilitate any kind of transactions that benefit Maduro, in other words, you accept monies coming out of Venezuela or Venezuelan accounts wherever they may be.
Right.
We're watching you, and we will stop you, we will expose you, we will sanction you.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know, because Bolton hasn't spoken of it, but we don't know all the banking relationships that Maduro has or Venezuela has or nationalized companies in Venezuela, where those monies are and how much it is. But Bolton knows, the Treasury knows, and so that is an indication of whatever they see. That's an indication on essentially a balance sheet or a transfer sheet of what Maduro is doing and who he's, and in other cases, who has who Maduro has doing his work for him. So, you know, those are big, huge indicators. So we shall see. I mean, tomorrow's going to look like today in Venezuela until such point that, you know, even more pressure could be applied.
Well, we realized that the humanitarian aid that was tried to have been brought in last week, there were 200 exiled Venezuelan troops who had volunteered to go in as security, armed Venezuelan troops, ex-troops, that had volunteered as security to go in and guard that convoy to make sure it got to where it was going. And thank God that that didn't happen, because that could have been a real bloodbath, because you know that Maduro wasn't going to let that convoy in.
Well, at some point they're going to have to. So
right.
Let's do it. I mean, if this thing is going to go south, then, you know, why extend the pain? Let's bring this thing to a head. We need to resolve this thing. Remember, Venezuelans are in a country that's got 1,000,000% inflation rate.
Mm-hmm.
3 million people have left the country. It's putting huge burdens on neighboring countries, especially Colombia, that they can't continue to handle. And those that are remaining in Venezuela are starving. There's only an elite group of people that are doing well or thriving in Venezuela because of these cockamamie ID cards. And these ID cards are given out if you are supporting Maduro.
Right.
So this thing's got to come to a head here at some point. I mean, why do we let this human tragedy and this chaos continue?
Well, I think we can all agree with that one. And, of course, I am talking, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, as we do every night during the week and on the weekends, too. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, her website over there. Go over there and find out all the different things she's writing about. Now, this is kind of in passing, but the ex-Broward County Sheriff, which this has national implications, Scott Israel, has sued Governor DeSantis over his suspension and claims it's all about politics. And I guess you'll have to wait till we come back, because this is going to have some national implications as to some other stuff that's going on around the country where officers and whatnot have been laid off due to things that have happened that have cost people lives on their watch. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Where's that going to go and what's it going to mean? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com are brought to you by the USCCA, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA link that's there, sign up for the free Gun A Day giveaway, and good luck. Hope you're one of the winners. And while you're there, check out membership. Now, should you decide to become a member of the USCCA, you will get $474 worth of free stuff in doing so. Plus, you'll get the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine as well, and that's worth the price of admission, too. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on that little USCCA logo that's right there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Scott Israel, which may be a precedent for what's going on, there's a lot of lawsuits emerging from the Parkland High School shooting down there, Marjorie Stoneham High School, and they're starting to go back against the Sheriff's Department and what Israel did and did not do. And one of the things that's come out in all of this was that they did not have an active shooter drill of any kind in 10 years at the Marjorie Stoneham Parkland High School campus. Normally they would do something like that, but it had been 10 years since they'd had any type of a mass casualty or active shooter or explosion or plane or any of that, which is something they normally do. So as a result, his department's being sued, and he turned around and decided to sue the governor yesterday.
Okay. Well, that's just kind of typical, isn't it?
You get tit for tat.
You get into legal warfare.
Yeah.
I don't think DeSantis is the least bit worried about any of this. If I were he, I would be.
No. Now, the other thing that's pressing is, of course, the anti-Semite thing that they passed, the resolution. And I want to play what Nancy Pelosi had to say in defending Congresswoman Omar.
Not about her. It's about these forms of hatred.
Does she apologize? She hasn't apologized. Does she need to apologize?
Well, maybe she may need to explain that she did not. It's up to her to explain. But I do not believe that she understood the full weight of the words. As I say, when you're an advocate out there, as I was, so I appreciate all the enthusiasm that comes into our Congress. I've told you that before. That was me pushing a stroller and carrying those signs. So I understand how advocates come in with their enthusiasms. But when you cross that threshold into Congress, your words weigh much more than when you're shouting at somebody outside. And I feel confident that her words were not based on any anti-Semitic attitude, but that she didn't have a full appreciation of how they landed on other people, where these words have a history and a cultural impact that may have been unknown to her.
You buying that?
No. Here's the deal. What this resolution essentially did was stifle free speech.
Yep.
And I have an issue with that. Now, do I have an issue with what little Miss Ilhan Omar said? I do.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you say you do this resolution as they watered down and, you know, screwed around with yesterday, doesn't mean that you're changing what's in her heart and mind.
No, because she's...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, she and Rashid Tlaib have been at this for, you know, their whole life.
Born and bred and brought up with it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, for the sake of your listeners, I'm going to kind of need some help with this, but I will tell you, I'm not convinced that Ilhan Omar is a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So... You know, it may be that some of your listeners are able to, you know, find out more than I have, but I here's the deal. She's got quite a, you know, a lot of siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And she was born in, you know, someplace in Somalia, wherever it is. And, her mother at some point died, I think, when she was around 2 or 3 years old. Did the father remarry? I don't know. But when, you know, the war broke out in Somalia, they fled and eventually ended up in a refugee camp in Kenya for a lot of years,
mm-hmm.
3 or 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, I think they applied for some kind of asylum or refugee status or something
right.
to the United States, which was granted.
Right.
And they ended up in Alexandria, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And then from, well, no, let me say this. They went from Kenya, I think, to Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm.
Another, you know, quasi-Venezuela.
Right.
And then from there, they ended up in Alexandria, Virginia. And then from there, they ended up in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
All along, we don't know what the legal status is of their citizenship.
Correct. And there's even a rumor that she may have married a brother.
Well,
to bring him into the deal.
Well, that all came from her opposing candidate when they were, you know, running for office. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know that, you know,
I said rumor. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any truth to that, so I wouldn't even, you know, go to that one. But so, you know, she obviously at some point along the way learned that, you know, the vogue thing to do for whatever reason is to hate all things Israel. As has Rashida Tlaib.
Who hates all things Trump.
Well, she hates all things Israel, too, because remember, she's Palestinian.
Yes, yes, and she's the one that wrapped herself in a Palestinian flag after she got elected.
Well, during her swearing in.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we haven't solved this. This whole thing yesterday didn't solve a blasted thing. Not a, a single blasted thing. This cockamamie resolution. Because what is essentially said is, hey, we're censoring you. You can't talk about this anymore. But mm-hmm. we, you know, okay, we won't talk about it anymore. But does it change anything? I don't think so.
Mm. Now, the Russians are kind of beating a little drum here, if you will. The Russian foreign minister was quoted yesterday with saying, once the INF treaty is gone, we, meaning Russia, can deploy missiles wherever the U.S. does.
Yep.
So are we headed into a another Cold War tit-for-tat type deal here?
Probably.
Hmm. All right. Well, I guess maybe we need to hope that calmer minds and heads prevail, don't we?
Well, that's all we can do. But, you know, again, this is also Putin. You know, he likes to play these games, and that's precisely what he's doing here. So, he's a master at it. But so be it.
All right. I wonder what Uncle Rick is doing. He's saying, he said, Captain, he said, did the Dems House hearing on Cohen make President Trump look weak to the North Korean negotiators? Did President Trump walk away to show he was stronger than the House Dem sabotage?
You know, I don't think that Trump is giving a second thought to any of the Democrats right now. What's on the table for Trump and walking away from the table in North Korea is, look, this is what, you know, we said we were going to do. You kind of agreed with it. You didn't, you know, come to the, you know, you haven't done anything, that you said you were going to do. So I'm walking away. In the meantime, I think President Xi of China is coming to Mar-a-Lago at the end of next month.
That's what I heard. Mm-hmm.
Now, therein lies a very interesting question, and that is, does China and President Xi, is he somewhat worried that if China doesn't pay attention and do, you know, something with this trade agreement, will Trump walk away from the trade agreement? So, there's a couple of little, this is politics, and, couple little interesting things in play here. So I would say, consider what China is necessarily thinking here at this point.
And, of course, with China comes Russia, comes North Korea, comes Iran, comes all of the above with the access of evil, as they like to call it. Okay, we'll have to talk to you on a weekend show. So you have yourself a great day and stay warm. Going to be a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all her great articles that she writes, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. By the way, coming back, I'm going to take another look at our military stories that are out there, and lots to talk about there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, where it's a balmy 55 degrees right now. See ya after the break.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The sentence, almost 4 years in prison for Paul Manafort, USA Radio's John Clements, with details on our top story.
The 47-month prison sentence was given to the 69-year-old Manafort for his massive scheme involving his work as a political consultant for Ukraine's pro-Russian government. He was convicted in August on 8 felony counts, including filing false tax returns, bank fraud, and with failing to register foreign bank accounts where he stashed millions. He faces sentencing on Wednesday in another case involving conspiracy and with obstruction of justice by tampering with a witness. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump scheduled to travel to Lee County, Alabama, to visit people who lost loved ones in the devastating tornado, and he's scheduled to tour the incredible damage there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News broadcast brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, two locations to serve you. By the way, I've got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck too, ladies and gentlemen. So I want you to pay attention to the National Aviation Academy and what they have to say, because it could really make your life turn right around.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I want you guys and gals out there to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass. That's a suburb of Boston, just outside Boston. And by the way, they're enlarging the campus there for the extra students that now are starting to take the course up there. And the other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying and demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. You can start out at 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, or $100,000 a year or more, depending on where you land your first job. Now, if you're fortunate enough to be hired by a military contractor, and some people do, you wind up going overseas. You get a six-figure salary. And that doesn't happen to everybody, but it does happen to some. And that should be your goal, is to try to make as much money as you can. Now, staying stateside, it's not unusual to get $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year stateside working for a major aircraft carrier. But you got to start out by checking out the National Aviation Academy. So go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And make sure you ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment all the way. That number again, 800-659-2080. That's the National Aviation Academy. You got nowhere to go but up, and it'll fill your pockets full of money. Believe me when I tell you. Now, the Army is asking how much money soldiers can get for going or staying along. Now, the recruiters, right now, the Army was treading water last year, if you remember right, to keep recruiting stations manned, even after filling a 400 billet gap. It battled throughout 2018. They offered a whole bunch of bonuses to keep guys and gals in those positions. And a lot of the services right now to keep qualified people in are offering some tremendous bonuses. I heard of one the other day for an 18-year sergeant first class who was offered $105,000 in bonus money to stay in with a job that he had in the military. How about that? Now, that was just one particular case. But it's nothing to hear about all these different retainment bonuses going on. By the way, soldiers are saying the JLTV drives like a dream. Now, the Army's new Joint Light Tactical Vehicle offers the smoothest ride and the most creature comforts of any tactical vehicle that they've driven before, so say the soldiers that are driving it. But officials say Army leadership is worried that its next-generation Humvee replacement might be too comfortable. Well, there's no such thing in the military as too comfortable, believe me. And the Army is preparing to make what it deems as necessary and major organizational changes to its force structure within the next 5 years. Now, the Army is preparing to make what it deems a major organizational change to its force structure, according to the Futures and Concept Center director. This will be taking place within the next 5 years, and we'll be curious to see what it is that they do now. The Navy, the once maligned aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford, 7 months into the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford's year-long stay at Huntington Ingalls Shipyard, the flap top had received its second advanced weapons elevators. That, of course, a critical component for moving ordnance to the flight deck and hiking the rate of fighter sorties. And it worked. It's back out on the seas. Also, the U.S. Navy's Columbia-class ballistic missile submarine program is getting a new head and a new program office, the service's top acquisition boss announced. And the Navy's top acquisition official is standing up to talk about the strategic aspects of the Columbia-class submarine, the service's largest acquisition program, and a critical piece of the nation's nuclear triad through the 2080s. You heard me tell you that the Navy's going to get 10 more boomers as they retire the carrier USS Harry S. Truman. And New Hampshire Senator Jeanine Shaheen has spoken with the Secretary of the Navy to defend funding the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard projects that could go instead of being an active duty situation. They could close down the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard, and she's trying to save that. Also, here in Florida, the F-22 is back at Tyndall Air Force Base again. Well, kind of, anyway. The devastation caused by Hurricane Michael last fall pushed F-22 Raptor training and operations right out of Tyndall Air Force Base. But pilots from the 43rd Fire Squadron will be periodically returning to Tyndall for repairs to the Raptor's stealth coating. That was announced by the squadron commander. So that means they'll still be coming and they'll still be going. By the way, some of them had also moved out of there, moved to Eglin Air Force Base. And the Air Force just completed the first test flight of the Valkyrie unmanned fighter jet, known as the XQ-58A Valkyrie, a jet-powered drone designed to fly alongside manned fighter jets and navigate autonomously, completed its first test flight at the Yuma Proving Grounds in Arizona. That's an accomplishment in itself right there. That's an accomplishment in itself. Now, remember the homeless Marine veteran and the husband and wife that did the GoFundMe scam? The saga of Johnny Bobbitt Jr., the homeless Marine veteran embroiled in a GoFundMe scam, slowly coming to a close. $400,000 was gotten for the homeless Marine, but it never really all got to him. It got split between the married couple, and then he got a certain percentage of it. Well, the woman and homeless Marine pled guilty in federal court to the scam. Hopefully they'll show a little leniency to the Marine veteran because he got soaked up in a deal where they told him they were going to get him a bunch of money. Didn't tell him how they were going to do it, though. By the way, the U.S. Marine Corps officials are going to sit down soon with defense companies to discuss how to equip light armored reconnaissance battalions with futuristic long-range Pacific fire weapons. We'll see how that works out. The National Guard, they're busy, busy, busy. The Florida National Guard did all it was asked to do and did it well. But it may not have been enough because the Florida National Guard now, they're trying to give it a bigger role in hurricane response and give it some extra money to do what they need to do and possibly some extra equipment and maybe even some extra manpower. We'll see how all that plays out. By the way, the Alaska is sending some National Guard troops and an aerial patrol operations unit down along the U.S.-Mexican border. Kudos to Alaska for stepping up. And we had a situation this week in New Orleans during the Mardi Gras where the Coast Guard cutter Pensacola actually struck a dock, a New Orleans ferry dock, while carrying some of the Mardi Gras royalty in the shore that were out on the water for a little demo. Oh, well, life happens, doesn't it? Okay, we're coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog of Wall Street, will be with us. Be talking about some money stuff. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, live all across America, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. Be right back.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Ms. Donna. And she's listening to us on AM 1380 up there in Carrollton, Georgia, WLBB, and we thank everybody that's tuned in up there, listening to us, and a big hoo-ah out there to Fort Benning, Georgia, and everybody that's there. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That's Moss Family Automotive. Google them. Find out those four words that make everything happen. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and the 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing, saving them thousands of dollars on a brand new vehicle. Four dealerships to take care of you. Moss Family Automotive. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good Friday morning, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's kind of hard to figure out what the heck is going on anymore in terms of money, because we find out yesterday that the U.S. consumer debt picked up in January, went up to $17 billion on credit card borrowing.
It bounces around. Again, I don't pay that much attention to it because it really gets out of control. The focus on some of these numbers sometimes can be somewhat exaggerated, much like consumer confidence numbers, and oftentimes people make too much out of them. So I wouldn't be too concerned.
Well, I get a credit card, you get a credit card, only we do it a little bit differently. Whatever we put on a card, we pay off.
Absolutely. I talk about it all the time. I absolutely love the cards that I use. I get miles for vacations and trips and various different things. You just pay it off in full every single month. Plus, it's great, you know, for people that want to stay on top of accounting and knowing where your expenses are and where you're spending your money. So it's a great tool if you use it the right way. Now, you know, credit card companies make money on every single transaction. We all know that, but there's no need to pay them interest. Pay it off every month.
And that's so you can load the family in the family truckster and make that trip down here to Florida and throw Grandma up on the roof like they did with the Griswolds when they went to Wally World. Right?
Yeah, from time to time we do that. But, it's sometimes the pays for hotels and airlines and all sorts of other stuff. So, again, there's lots of different cards out there. You get the various different benefits. Just make sure you're paying them off in full every month.
I can't believe you got everybody in a Dodge Durango. You should have been in one of those Nissan Armadas.
It was tight, without a doubt. It was a tight trip, without
a doubt. All right, well, listen, Larry Summers again is saying some stuff, and when Larry Summers talks, people seem to listen. He said that he sees a risk between the U.S. and Europe that they may end up mirroring Japan. What's he talking about?
Well, it's a stagnating growth. When you build up so much debt and you have artificially low interest rates, you kind of stagnate, and you don't really have that dynamic of an economy. There's other things as well. I oftentimes don't agree with Larry Summers much recently. Some of the statements he's made as of late, you know, going after the modern monetary theory and some of these ridiculous ideas by these far leftists, I do agree with them. There's demographic issues that we're dealing with as well. Europe is dealing with them. Japan has an aging economy. That's a problem. When you don't have younger people that are coming into the economy, paying in, it becomes less dynamic. And Europe's had that issue for a while, as far as the amount of kids that they're having. And it happens when you have high tax, socialist countries. People start saying to themselves, you know what, I can't afford to have kids. And they don't. I guess his fear is that, you know, eventually happening here. But, you know, we are constantly taking in immigrants into this country, whether it's legal or illegal. So I don't know if that's what he's talking about. I think he's more or less discussing the nature of debt.
Okay, and folks, I'm speaking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out more about him and his radio show and what he does with his brothers at Markowski Investments. Now, the largest pension fund in the U.S., Chris, still isn't happy with Walt Disney Company's executive pay. The California Public Employees Retirement System is opposing the company's compensation plan. They did so at yesterday's annual meeting, and they're voting against two of the board members who sit on the board.
That's the right. They own a chunk of the stock. They can choose to do so. That's the voters' rights as CalPERS is the California pension, public workers' pension. Their choice. I don't like a lot of pay packages for many companies, and I think it's part of the course now is because companies have gotten so darn big. I have issue with that. You know, the stock market's changed a great deal. Companies have gotten older, and there are less of them. They get bigger and they get bigger and they get bigger, and I find that problematic. I am a much bigger fan of chopping companies down to size. You know, part of the reason why we have too big to fail is because, you know what, banks are too big. If they were much, much smaller, when banks would go under or they, you know, something would go wrong, we'd be able to absorb it. Now we live in a country, well, we're not capitalist. How could we be capitalist if we have certain businesses, in particular very important businesses, financial services companies, that can't go bankrupt?
Mm-hmm.
They can't go under. How do you compete with that? How is that capitalist? No, right? That's no different than what China does in supporting some of their big companies. So I take issue with that.
Now, New York City has a lot of people that work in the city, but they don't live there. They live in other parts of the country, as far away as Florida, as far away as California, and all points in between. Just pick a state. And New York City announced yesterday that they might tax those non-residents a luxury apartment tax because of the apartments that they live in during the week in New York City while they're working.
Well, now I guess you're going to start seeing a lot of, you know, real estate come on the market then. people are gonna take a look at it, they're gonna weigh it, and they're gonna say, okay, I'm gonna sell. It's just what's gonna happen. I don't understand. They're always trying to raise more and more revenue, trying to tax to a greater degree. Ticking off your residents and your people that are paying taxes is not exactly a good thing.
No, and they're not doing what they should be doing, and that is stop giving away all the damn free stuff.
Well, that's what government has become.
It has in New York City, been that way for years. Yeah,
it's everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, the state of California has more welfare recipients than any other state in the entire
country.
Well,
that's the illegals, right?
No, well, it's not just illegals. It's the people there too. It's there's a lot of issues in various different places. We are a welfare state. Make no bones about it. And we keep asking more and more for the government, and it needs to be paid for.
Mm. Now, let me ask you a question. We're hearing the tax refunds are starting to rise as total payments sliding away here. What are we seeing right now with this movement? Do you think that the tax plan really worked? Is that what we're seeing?
I think it's been great for certain people. It's been okay for others. It's been kind of the no big deal for others. I mean, again, you weren't paying taxes in the first place and you're complaining. I mean, I don't understand what the point is. Certain people are worried. Oh, so my tax refund is not as big as it was last year. Yeah, but you got paid more over the course of the year. I mean, what do you expect? And people out there are like, oh, I can't wait to get my tax refund. I make fun of this all the time. I mean, congratulations. You lent the money to the government with zero interest over the course of the year. What you want to do is you want your tax bill on tax day to be nothing. You want to pay over the course of the year like you have to do with your withholding and have it be zero. Whenever you get a tax refund, I mean, it just means you overpaid. It's your money. You're not getting – it's not a bonus check that you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
It's the government giving you your money back.
And finally, the Boeing CEO said that Boeing jets could be part of a U.S.-China trade deal.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be a part. China's expanding rapidly. You've got a nation of 1.3 billion people, and they're going to need their airplanes, that's for sure. And Boeing is again, a powerhouse in that regard.
And that's what they did when they went to Vietnam, right? When he went to talk to North Korea, they had that deal in Vietnam.
Yeah, it's Boeing, and then there's Airbus, and there's a lot of little other smaller airline companies that make some neat kind of jets too. But those are the two big ones out there. And Boeing, as of late, as far as getting the orders are concerned, doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, I love that Dreamliner. That's quite the plane. All right, well, here comes the music. Got to let you go, and we'll talk to you on Monday, so you have yourself a great weekend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. Go over there, find out all the different stations he's on across the country, and tune him in wherever you're at. And don't forget to check out his company there, Markowski Investments, at watchdogonwallstreet.com. All right, we're coming back to the top of the hour news with Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.